Veterans League leader Snuki Zikalala said today that President Cyril Ramaphosa has expressed his regret over the relationship between the ANC stalwarts and his predecessor Jacob Zuma. The relationship was acrimonious and tense, with the 101 veterans calling for Zuma to step down. Ramaphosa met with veterans in Sandton to discuss their concerns leading up to the 2017 December elective conference. Zikalala said Ramaphosa had told them during the meeting that he was saddened by the manner in which stalwarts were treated, and he thinks that is something that has to be addressed by the National Executive Council. The veterans penned a document titled "For the Sake of Our Future," berating the Zuma leadership for moving away from the founding values of the liberation movement. Zikalala said Ramaphosa had acknowledged Zuma's transgressions against the stalwarts, including not recognizing them. He said they were happy with his reply. A Clarksdorp brothel will be demolished after the Northwest High Court granted a forfeiture order. This comes after two Nigerian nationals were arrested on charges of human trafficking when the building was raided by police. Two raids resulted in the rescue of 26 and 34 women and children from the brothel, respectively. Evidence was then gathered to prove that the property was used only for criminal activities, contravening the Prevention of the Organized Crime Act. According to Northwest Hawks spokesperson Tlangelani Rikotsu, discussions are in process with the builder's curator to demolish it soon.
So we felt that, you know, if maybe that house is demolished, then we'll be obviously bringing hope back to the people in the community and just restoring the dignity of that community as well, and hopefully maybe save somebody's life, you know. So it was quite a big deal for us to partake on, you know, moving for that demolition of that property.
And bases on the Moon and Mars could help preserve human civilization and hasten its regeneration on Earth in the event of a third world war. This, according to billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk. Musk, the founder of rocket and spacecraft company SpaceX, said the company's interplanetary ship could begin test flights as soon as next year. Speaking at the SXSW conference in Austin, Texas at the weekend, Musk said he thinks that SpaceX's interplanetary ship will be able to do short flights, probably sometime in the first half of next year. SpaceX launched the world's most powerful rocket, the Falcon Heavy, last month, sending Musk's red Tesla Roadster car towards an orbit near Mars. The Falcon Heavy rocket is the world's most powerful rocket, followed by the Delta IV Heavy, but at one-third of the cost, according to Musk. It has more lift capacity than any space vehicle to fly since NASA's Saturn V, which was retired in 1973. Your top story at this hour. Veterans League leader Snuki Zikalala said today President Cyril Ramaphosa had expressed his regret over the relationship between the ANC stalwarts and his predecessor, Jacob Zuma. Reach OFM News on our hotline, that's 082 370 1266.